I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. At the White House Christmas party last night, angry Democrats toasted billionaires, calling them the real winners in President Obama's tax deal. But did President Obama, in fact, get Republicans to agree to what analysts are calling a stealth stimulus package? The nearly trillion-dollar plan includes $400 billion in tax cuts for everyone and a 2% payroll cut. Some economists say without these measures, the economy would stall. Now it can grow by up to 3.5% next year. Although some research does show people don't spend this extra cash, they use it to spend down debt. Jonathan Wiseman of the Wall Street Journal joins us. And Jonathan, you went to a briefing yesterday before the presidential press conference. Outgoing economic advisor Larry Summers did call this a stimulus package. Do you agree, or do you think this is just spin of what some Democrats say was a bad deal?
I have to say, they made a very good case that that is what happened here. There's a lot of stimulus effect in this, and of course they can't use the term stimulus because that has become a four-letter word in Washington. I got the sense that there was a real division between the political folks who were willing to have a more knockdown, extended fight, and the economic advisors, Larry Summers being the most potent voice. And they have a real fear that the economy could be heading back to a double dip. I think the economic advisors really felt like this was an economic imperative. Just throw everything at the economy right now that you can get through Congress. The one thing that they all think will be helpful is the one-year extension of unemployment insurance. And remember, they couldn't even get a three-month extension out of Congress. So the president did get a 13-month extension of unemployment insurance, and that does go to families, obviously, so desperate that that money will probably be cycled right back into the economy.
Well, Jonathan, we've heard from Democrats very angry about what they see as giveaways to the rich, but there are Democrats and also Republicans who are deficit hawks. When they get wind of this thinking that this is actually a stimulus, is that going to hurt its passage?
You know, I just don't see this dying in Congress. I mean, a lot of bloodletting, but I don't think that it's going to be killed.
Well, speaking of bloodletting, at the president's press conference yesterday, you were the one that asked the question that really seemed to strike a nerve. You asked him, is there anything you're going to draw a line in the sand on? And he really seemed to take on members of his party on the left who, for instance, said the health care deal wasn't any good because it didn't have the public option. They want him to hold the line. Here's what his response was.
People will have the satisfaction of having a purist position and no victories for the American people. And we will be able to feel good about ourselves and sanctimonious about how pure our intentions are and how tough we are. And in the meantime, the American people are still seeing themselves not able to get health insurance because of pre-existing condition or not being able to pay their bills because their unemployment insurance ran out. That can't be the measure of how we think about our public service. That can't be the measure of what it means to be a Democrat.
And there was more. I mean, there was fire from the president, Jonathan. Were you surprised?
I was very surprised, actually. You know, you just do not see Barack Obama lose his cool. And he was on the edge of losing his cool. Some might actually say he did lose his cool. The funny thing is when I asked the question, when I said, where are your new lines in the sand, I thought he would say, I'm going to go to the mat on my health care plan. I'm not going to let them roll back Wall Street reform. I thought he was going to take it to the Republicans. But instead, he took it to his liberal critics. So, yes, I was surprised. I think everybody walked away saying, wow, what nerve did Barack Obama just have pinched him?
Well, but as we said yesterday, some people are talking about launching a primary challenge against him. And others are saying that this is a good political move for the president, taking a page from Bill Clinton after the Republican takeover in 1994, sort of attacking the left so that he can win people to the center.
Well, you know, the White House, when you talk to the White House about this, White House officials, they'll say, look, Bill Clinton tacked to the center on some things like welfare reform, but remember, there was a government shutdown when he went to the mat on other issues, and they are certain, and you know, if you listen to Republicans talk about repealing health care and such, with good reason, they are certain that huge fights are going to come. And those huge fights are where they're going to rally the base.
Well, so it could be that the president was making some political calculation yesterday, and it could be that he's just tired of getting criticized by people in his base.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's funny. People asked me yesterday, do I think that was a calculated rant? I actually don't, because remember, that same question was asked in 3 or 4 iterations before I took my shot, and he seemed to snap. No, it's funny. I actually was at a Christmas party last night, and I asked him about it, and he said, you know, don't worry, I didn't mean to take it out on you. It was cumulative. In the sense that he kept getting asked and asked and asked, and finally snap. So, yes, I think that was legitimately showing a real flash of anger there.
Hey, I think I saved unemployment benefits. Give me a break.
That's right.
Jonathan Wiseman of The Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
Thank you.